91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI, where we are real people and real radio. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. And what a great show we have today. We have several ladies here today from the Inner Voice Studio to talk about the play Six, the musical, and the teen edition that will be playing at the Rialto Theater on June 17th and 18th. There's a lot to talk about, and I'm all ears, Kathy.
Well, I am so excited. We've never had so many people on our show before, and I'm so excited to have the director and choreographer, as well as four actors from this play. Hannah Clyde Taylor is the director and choreographer of the play Six, Teen Edition, that will be playing, as you said, Aspen, at the Rialto Theater this week, June 17th and 18th. There are several shows going on those 2 days. Now, Hannah is a local director and choreographer who has worked on several productions here in Tucson. She will complete her liberal arts degree from Southern Virginia University this coming December. Hannah has had 27 years of dance and performance training through Dance Force One, Ballet Arts, Southern Virginia University, Pima Community College, and Arts Express, one of our favorites. Also, we have Grace Christian, who's going to play Anne of Cleves. She's 14 years old and an incoming freshman at Ironwood Ridge High School. Six marks her sixth production and her first year involved in theater. She loves acting, dancing, and spending time with friends. We also have Natalia Hightower, who's going to be playing Anne of Cleves. He is 17, sewing is one of his biggest passions, and he's currently in the process of creating his own clothing collection and plans on pursuing fashion design. Sadie Maddox, who's going to be playing Anne Boleyn, is 16 years old. She's a dancer, singer, and actress, and will be a senior at Sal Point Catholic High School. Eleanor Gann, who's going to be playing Catherine Parr, is an incoming sophomore at Ironwood Ridge High School and has been performing since she was 7 years old. You may have seen her in shows such as Alice by Heart and Anything Goes. So, Hannah, Grace, Natalia, Sadie, and Eleanor, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we're so happy you're here. Hannah, let's start with you. We're here to talk about the play, Six, Teen Edition, but let's first talk about who is putting this play on. It's a project of Inner Voice Studio. Tell us about the studio. What is that?
So the Inner Voice Studio is a place for young artists to not only expand their vocal abilities, but their acting as well. We like to do modern shows that fill the need for exceptional teen theatrical experiences.
Okay, so besides learning how to sing, they learn how to act while they're there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. And tell us about the program at Inner Voice Studio that is putting Six, Teen Edition on. I understand it's a program for girls and non-binary teens. Why this particular demographic?
You are correct. Our entire team, from cast to crew, is entirely female, non-binary. Six is the retelling of the six wives of Henry VIII. Six very different women who are commonly known by one word and a rhyme that's used in classrooms all over the world to learn about history. This musical brings to light that women are so much more than one word. So it was important to me to have an entirely female, non-binary cast to really showcase that we are more than what society expects us to be.
That sounds great. And how is it that you ended up as the director of this play?
It was a phone call from Caitlin Burtonshaw, our wonderful producer. I have been working for Inner Voice Studio for about a year now, and she called me back in February and asked if I would be interested in directing and choreographing this musical. And I was completely speechless. This has been one of my favorite shows since it opened. And after my spirit returned to my body, I immediately accepted. And it has been smooth sailing ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful. Give us a little better idea of what the play is about. We kind of know, but give us a little more details. What is this play about?
Like I said earlier, Six is about the six wives of Henry VIII. The show uses pop music and rock music to really shine light to the fact that each queen is unique and so different in style and talent. These women were lost to history, and the only reason why they are known is from the one thing they have in common, and it's their husband. One of my favorite lines that is often repeated in the show is that we're not telling history, we're telling her story. And one of my favorite lyrics is, we've spent too long lost in his story. We're here to take our crowning glory. Just because we are different from men doesn't mean we don't get a say in how we should be represented in history.
Okay, a good message for our times too. Now, there's a live band, I hear. Is this a local band? Who makes up the band?
They are not a band, but they are local Tucson artists. We have Hayden Villachino playing guitar, Mitzi Cowell on the bass, Catherine Christensen on the keyboard, and Yoshi Vasquez on the drums.
Wow, that should be great. Okay, and you have four revolving cast for the seven shows. Yeah. That astounds me. That's a lot of performers. I counted them up. There's 42 performers. And
yes.
I read you only have 3 weeks of rehearsal. So, you know, frankly, that sounds like it could be kind of chaotic getting that many teens ready for this show. How has that been going?
It has been really great. These wonderful teens came ready to work. We were able to complete the show in 7 days.
Wow.
So it has been so much fun. We've been able to create a community that genuinely cares for each other in such a short amount of time. We have cried tears of joy. We have laughed until our sides hurt. And we have created such a beautiful and powerful show.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, let's talk to a few of our performers that are here. Grace, you are playing Anne of Cleves. Tell us about the character that you play.
Anne of Cleves was born in Germany, then was sought out to be the fourth wife of King Henry VIII. This was for political means, which lasted only about 6 months. Henry claimed he found her unattractive, which has been really just part of her whole story throughout all of history. And I really appreciate how Six shines a different light on her as her being not just the ugly one, but also the very powerful one and the one who, quite frankly, also survived King Henry VIII.
Wow, that's quite fascinating. I didn't know any of that. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, she's referred to as the ugly one. You are obviously not that. You are very beautiful. Did you relate to her at all on a personal level? Was it easy or hard to play her?
I think the character of Anne of Cleves has really helped me gain confidence as a person. I can relate to her on the fact that people judge me sometimes for how I look, but I love how Anne of Cleves did not let that take her down in history. The confidence I've gained playing the role has really made it easier to play her. She doesn't just put up with anything she doesn't want to. Her costume is dragon-based, and I can really appreciate that and enjoy bringing that to life on stage.
Well, that's good. And can you tell us what's the most challenging thing for you about being in this play? And what's the most challenging and what's the most fun?
I think that Cleves is a very powerful character to play once again. I think the most challenging bit has been to bring that to life while also keeping the role as comedic as the people made it. I think the most fun part of Cleves is her song Get Down. The whole song and the choreography is also empowering and fun to do, and it never fails to bring a smile to my face each time.
That's great. And is there a message that you are taking for yourself from this role and from this play? Is it meaningful to you personally?
The message I'm taking from Cleves is that I can still have an amazing life no matter what people think of me, to not let one man's opinion of me bring me down. But the lesson I learned from this musical is that we shouldn't compare ourselves, because all six of these queens were truly remarkable in their own ways. And I really hope people learn how to not compare themselves while watching the musical.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And let's go to Natalia. Natalia, what role are you playing?
I'm playing Anne of Cleves as well.
Ah, okay. So we don't need to ask you about her, but how about you? Do you relate to her at all as a character, or is that a stretch for you?
I do relate to her in the way that I think as a woman, I am often overlooked in my abilities, both in theater or at school amongst my friends or in the workplace or whatever. I think that Six reminds us that we are powerful no matter what people think of us or allow us to show them.
Okay, and that's a great message. I'm curious, what made you decide to go to Inner Voice Studio to begin with? Do you remember?
I had always loved seeing clips of their shows like Alice by Heart or Hadestown, and I'd always wanted to audition. But when Six was announced, I was super excited. And obviously I auditioned, but I was terrified. So I was like, I'm new to this studio. I don't know how they're going to react, but they were so welcoming.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it was this play really that inspired you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I understand you are interested in a fashion design career. That's exciting. Does this experience help you at all with that goal? Do they go together?
I actually have helped with some of the costumes. I didn't design them. I think our costume designer is very talented, but I think that doing Six will allow me to hopefully help with costumes in the future with Inner Voice.
Okay, that does go together. And it sounds like all of you get to learn a little bit of everything about putting on a play. That's just wonderful. I think maybe here, what we'll do is give our audience a chance to hear a little bit about the music. Aspen, what have we got?
We have a song you sent us from one of your rehearsals called Ex-Wives. It's a song by all of you, so this is so exciting. It's the opening song to the musical, which introduces the queens. This song makes clear that these glamorous pop queens are going to be different than you remember them from TV or history class. It sets the tone for the entire show. I am sure with all your costumes, you can instantly reimagine the six wives of Henry VIII as modern pop icons. So let's give a listen to Ex-Wives featuring our lovely guest today. KXCI Tucson, and we are returning to our interview with Hannah Clyde Taylor, Gracie Christian, Natalia Hightower, Sadie Maddock, and Eleanor Gann of Inner Voice Studio.
That was fun to listen to, and it shows how great all of you are as singers and professional. This is going to be a fun play, I can tell. Let's move on and let's talk to Sadie next. Sadie, you are playing Anne Boleyn, and most of us know a little bit about Anne, but let's have you tell us about her.
Anne Boleyn, she was Henry's second wife. She came in and kind of hijacked Catherine of Aragon, and she was accused of running around with other suitors at the time, and that is what led to her beheading.
Okay. Now, when you say that she hijacked the previous wife, how did she do that? Do you know?
Yeah, so she was the next wife, obviously, and so being as the Catherine of Aragon was the first one, she basically was chosen and brought into the castle, and she lived with them for a while as a mistress, not officially, and then was chosen to be his next wife after he divorced his first.
Yeah, I'm sure there was no hanky-panky before that, huh? Okay. That's very interesting. You know, we all know a little bit about Henry VIII, but this is very interesting to hear these backgrounds. Okay, and I see, Sadie, that you are a dancer, actress, and singer. Is there one of those that you like the most, that you relate to more than the others?
Well, I would say I am absolutely a dancer first. I've been dancing for about 14 years, mainly in ballet, but I'm in a whole bunch of different styles of dance. And I've always found that dance is kind of like my safe place. Even like if I'm at a studio that's not the best or it's not my favorite, I can always find comfort in performing and doing pieces in class, like getting into the zone, you know? And then I would say I'm definitely a singer and then an actress. I haven't been singing or acting quite as long, but I try to hone those as well.
Okay. That's good to know. And are you hoping to be a performer as a full-time career someday, or is this more of a hobby for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to major in musical theater after my senior year. I'm not sure where yet, but that is what I'm working towards right now.
That's great. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk to Eleanor next. Eleanor, what part do you play? And tell us about the wife you play.
Hi. So in Six, I play Catherine Parr, Henry VIII's sixth and final wife. After having to leave her true love, Thomas, Henry sought her out to become one of the six wives. She spent 3.5 years with Henry up until his death, ultimately preserving her place in history through her writing and her care of Henry's children. So her just being as a woman was kind of overlooked when she was sought out to become a wife rather than a writer and a Protestant, which was really upsetting. But ultimately, she carved her own place in history, even after being married to Supreme Head of the Church of England.
Okay. And did you relate to this woman? I have the feeling for some reason that you do.
I'd like to say so, yeah. I am used to being overlooked for my smarts. Usually when people first see me, they think, oh, you're from the plays, because that's what I do. But I like to think of myself as a pretty well-rounded person. Personally, I truly enjoy to write and I like journalism. So being kind of overlooked for just talent rather than skill has always been a personal thing for me. So yeah, I do. I really relate to Catherine Parr.
Great. Okay. And you've been performing since you were 7 years old. That's kind of amazing. And now you're a sophomore in high school. Tell us, what do you like best, singing, acting, or dancing?
I think out of those three, I prefer singing. It's really what I've been known for up until I've begun my acting career. I've always been in choir, just majority of my life. And usually my prime focus is on honing my singing abilities rather than dancing or acting, which I hope one day I'll be able to become one of those triple threats where you're like a great dancer and a great actress and a great singer. That is my goal in life. But right now I really think I'm most consistent in my singing.
Okay. And do you plan to pursue a career in singing or musical theater?
I would really like to do theater kind of on the side. I like to think that just participating in acting has really been leading me to what I want to do, because I want to become a journalist. I'd like to basically do what you guys are doing, report and write and all of that stuff. And I think it's very important that when you want to be on the radio or when you want to be on TV, you have to have those acting and improv skills to put into that world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a good plan. Are you getting a personal message from this play for your personal life? Is it helping you out, do you think?
Definitely. A personal message that I've learned while working on Six and working with all of these amazing people is that competition and unnecessary conflict among young, ambitious women and women as a whole can truly set us back from our potential. I think when you look at something like one overarching skill among a group of people, you really kind of dissolve any other traits that come with them. Like you can say, oh, well, she's pretty, but I don't know if she's smart because I'm smart and pretty, so I'm better. Like, I think just that competition mindset is really what holds us back from just expressing ourselves, expressing our talent, and expressing just who we are as women.
Very well said. I think you'll be a good journalist.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's go back to Hannah for a minute. Hannah, as the director, what are you hoping that the audience will take away from this play?
I hope that audiences leave with the message that when we put our differences aside and set competition aside, we are better together than we are apart. I also hope that audiences leave recognizing that women and people are more than one word that describes us.
Okay. And I have to ask you, what has been the most challenging and the most fun thing about directing this play?
I think the most fun has been getting to know all these young artists. And even like expanding, getting to know all these female artists that have joined us too, like we've said before, our entire cast and crew is female non-binary. So I've been able to meet musicians I've never met before. Our lighting designer is amazing. And it's just been really fun. It's been a great time. I would say the hardest has been more for me personally, just with time, just because I am a full-time student right now going to get my degree. And I am also a mom and a wife. So it's just been balancing time of like, I have to be a mom right now, and I also have to be director and choreographer.
You have your hands full, that's for sure.
I do. But it has been a wonderful journey. I would not have traded it. I would not trade it for anything.
I'm sure that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you again for being here today. But before we go, tell our audience exactly where the play is going to be, when it's going to be, how they get tickets.
Our shows are June 17th and 18th at the Rialto Theater in downtown Tucson. In those 2 days, we have 8 shows, so plenty of opportunities to come see these amazing performers. We have shows at 2 o'clock, 4:15, 7, and 9:15, and tickets can be purchased through the Rialto website, and we hope to see you all there.
Well, great. And I meant to mention that June, of course, is Pride Month also. So I think this is a perfect play to have during Pride Month. And
I totally agree.
Yeah, we want to support our Tucson community that way. So thank you for coming. And to all the girls, thank you so much. So Hannah, Grace, Natalia, Sadie, and Eleanor, thank you all so much for being here. Good luck on the play. I'm hoping to see it myself, and I hope lots of our community members are there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it was a great pleasure, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. So thanks so much to you all, Hannah, Grace, Natalia, Sadie, and Eleanor of Inner Voice Studio, for coming in today and telling us about your upcoming production of Six, the Teen Edition, and a little bit about yourselves. I saw this play, by the way, with Broadway in Tucson, and I just really can't wait to see your version. Good luck in all your personal goals for your future. Perhaps we'll see some of you on Broadway one day. Happy Father's Day to all of the wonderful dads out there. I hope you spend your day doing what makes you most happy. We appreciate all the dads out there. And thanks to all of you for being with us today. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris and Broad Perspectives Radio. You can hear more about our shows on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Stick around now, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week. And we're going to go out with a song that was mentioned by one of you earlier that was your favorite song. It's called Get Down, and it's featuring Genesis Linnea. She is a Bermudian actress, dancer, and singer. She originated the role of Anne of Cleves in Six.
Sitting here all alone on a throne in a palace that I happen to own. Bring me some pheasant, keep it on the bone. Fill my goblet up to the brim, sipping on mead, and I spill it on my dress with the gold lace trim. Not very prim and proper, can't make me stop. I wanna go hunting any takers. I'm not fake, cause I've got acres and acres, paid for with my own riches. Where my hounds at, woof. Every day, head back for a round of croquet, cause I'm a player, and tomorrow I'll hit replay. You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Too bad I don't agree, so I'm gonna hang it up for everyone to see. And you can't stop me, cause I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal, get down. Get down. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Cause I'm the queen of the castle. When I get bored, I go to court. Put up outside in my carriage. Don't got no marriage, so I have a little flirt with the footman as he takes my fur. As you were. Making my way to the dance floor. Some boys make an advance, I ignore them, cause my jam comes on the lute. Looking cute, das ist gut. All eyes on me, no criticism. I look more rad than Lutheranism. Dance so hard that I'm causing a sensation. Okay, ladies, let's get in reformation. You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Too bad I don't agree, so I'm gonna hang it up for everyone to see. And you can't stop me, cause I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Cause I'm the queen of the castle. Now I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but check my prenup and go figure. Got gold chains, symbolic of my faith to the higher power in the fast lane. My horses can trot up to 12 miles an hour. Let me explain. I'm a Venus schnitzel, not an English flower. No one tells me I need a rich man doing my thing